This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Homelessness across Wisconsin increased during the pandemic. Officials say unsheltered homelessness has become the main challenge. And with winter coming, cities are racing to find solutions. Diane Bazuka reports on what Madison is doing to get people sheltered.
In a typical year, Ben Jackson says he might connect with 230 unsheltered people in Madison.
The reason they enclose their stuff like this is to try and protect their stuff from being stolen.
He does outreach for a homelessness nonprofit called Porchlight. But last year, that number soared to about 600.
As the pandemic started pushing people out of their jobs, suddenly you had people that had never camped outside, just basically out on the street and, you know, really kind of lost.
Many of those people ended up in city parks. In Madison's Rheindahl Park, an encampment formed that had nearly 100 residents this summer. In response to drug use, crime, and community complaints, the city turned to an industrial site on Madison's southeast side as an alternative. There, on a two-acre lot, they've built what looks like a tiny subdivision of ice fishing shanties.
One of the reasons that Rheindahl Park has proven to be so problematic is because there was very little structure around the use of that park.
Jim O'Keefe is Madison's community development director.
So what we're trying to do out at Dairy Drive is to provide a setting that is everything that Rheindahl Park was not.
For 2 years, Dairy Drive will have around-the-clock staffing and on-site services. But there's only room for 30 people, and many of Rheindahl Park's residents don't want to go. Jamie Goodyear moved to the park with her boyfriend in August when they used the last of their savings to buy a tent.
I don't want to live somewhere where it's literally tinier than the tent we already have. Nope, I don't want to.
Her boyfriend, Anthony Kudingo, recently got a job near Rheindahl Park. Like many residents, he's concerned about the remote location of the new encampment.
Dairy Drive is too far away. They don't have any transportation lined up to help us. We don't have no services out there. There's not a food truck out there. There's just nothing out there at Dairy Drive for us.
Instead, Jamie and Anthony are moving into a hotel near Rheindahl Park. The city is using COVID funding to pay for 35 hotel rooms through June. In fact, federal COVID funds have allowed providers to try new things throughout the pandemic. They've rented hotel rooms for families and vulnerable individuals, opened new emergency shelters, and provided rent assistance to prevent homelessness. Joe Volk, executive director of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Homelessness, says it offered a glimpse of what is possible.
It was kind of like almost a golden era of stuff that we always knew needed to happen, resources that we knew needed to be there, but never had the funding to be able to put those into place.
Pandemic innovations were effective. At the start of this year, Milwaukee had a record low number of unsheltered people. But Volk says once people were in shelters or treatment programs, the next link in the chain was still missing.
Even with the resources to move people into housing, there's no housing to be had. There's literally, physically, not enough low-income housing in the state to house all the people that need housing.
Wisconsin has one of the lowest housing vacancy rates in the nation. And when new affordable housing is built, it's usually priced for households earning around $40,000. But there are few options for the lowest earners. And Volk says this creates a pipeline to the shelter system.
You can have services forever and short-term housing, such as shelters or motels forever, but ultimately you've got to move people into housing that they can afford.
There's little indication that the state is willing to invest the resources necessary to meet this need, and federal aid is running out. So temporary solutions like Dairy Drive are likely to remain a big and increasingly expensive part of Wisconsin's response to homelessness. Diane Bazuka, Wisconsin Public Radio.